right, I welcome our next speaker, Tseng Chao Tian.
Thank you.
Oh, is it okay? Again. All right, welcome.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Zheng Chao Tian from NC State University. The topic of my presentation is revealing still unsaturated, so hydraulic conductivity at a fine depth scale. Okay, so unsaturated, so hydraulic conductivity indicates how fast the water moves in the soil and the potential gradient. And it plays an important role in the hydrologic and environmental processes. In the near surface, so the hydraulic conductivity changes rapidly with time and space due to the transient environmental conditions. There are only a few approaches available for measuring this parameter. In the lab, we can use the wind method to measure the conductivity. And in the field, the hydraulic conductivity can be estimated using the infiltration experiment. More commonly, the unsaturated hydraulic conductivity is predicted using the soil water retention curve and the saturated hydraulic conductivity. However, now these approaches are capable of conducting in still continuous measurement of the conductivity. So what we want to do is to measure the in still conductivity dynamics using a combined heat and water balance approach, and to reveal the near surface conductivity variation at fine depth scale. Okay, next part is the theory of the combined approach. First is the sensible heat balance method. The sensible heat balance method has been used to measure the evaporation in the field. Here is a sketch of the soil layer. The two dashed lines are the boundaries. If we know the heat flux in at the upper boundary and the heat flux out at the lower boundary, also if we know the change in sensible heat storage in the soil layer, we can get the latent heat, which is the evaporation, using the difference of these parameters. And this sensible heat balance measurement can be done using the heat pulse sensor. The heat pulse sensor, when we install it vertically in the soil profile, it can measure the thermal conductivity, which is the lambda in the equation, and we can get the temperature gradient, which we can get the heat flux at different depths. Also, we can use the heat pulse sensor to measure the heat capacity and the temperature change over time to get the change in sensible heat storage. Then we can get the evaporation. On the other hand, the evaporation can also be explained by the water balance theory. So for the same soil layer, if we know the water flux in at the upper boundary and the water flux out at the lower boundary, also if we know the change in water storage in the soil layer, the evaporation would be the different three parameters. So as I mentioned, the evaporation we can measure using the sensible heat balance method, and the water storage, it can be estimated from the water content measurement. The water content can measured with plenty of sensors, and at the soil surface, the water flux would be zero most of the time. I mean, water flux is a liquid water flux, or it is the rainfall rate or the irrigation rate. So we can get Q0, E, and the delta S. Next would be the water flux at different depths of the soil profile. Meanwhile, if we also know the water potential gradient in the soil profile, we can get the hydraulic conductivity using the Darcy equation. So that's how we measure the hydraulic conductivity in the field using the combined approach. Next is material and methods. To prove our approach, a field experiment was conducted at the Central Collapse Research Station of NC State. It's a loamy sand with 85% of sand and 6% of clay. The experiment was performed from April 10 to 20 this year. And it is the bare soil experiment. We sprayed some herbicides before the experiment, so maintain the soil is bare, so no water was taken up by the roots. And the heat pulse sensors, TDR sensors, and MPS6 sensor. MPS6 is a water potential sensor were installed in the soil profile. This sketch showed how the sensors were installed in the soil profile. The heat pulse sensors and the TDR sensors were installed at the same depths of 0.8, 2.44, and 5.5 centimeter depths to measure the evaporation and the water coating. The only difference is the heat pulse sensor was installed vertically to measure the evaporation, and the TDR sensor were installed horizontally to measure the water coating. And the earthen gauge were used to measure the hourly rainfall rate using the water coating evaporation and the rain rate. We get water floods at different depths. And the MPS6 sensor was installed at 5 depths to measure the water potential gradient. To verify our field measure the hydronic conductivity, so samples were collected from the field and to measure the conductivity in the lab using a high probe device. The high probe device can measure the conductivity based on the wind method. It's also called a evaporation method. And we also estimate the unsaturated hydraulic conductivity using the Muller-Wagner-Newton model. The Muller-Wagner-Newton model can estimate the conductivity from the saturated hydraulic conductivity, which is measured in the lab using the constant head method and from the laboratory measured water retention curves. Okay, let's take a look at the results. This example of the measurement at 0 to 2 centimeter layers or at the 2 centimeter depths. The first figure is the evaporation measured in the 0 to 2 centimeters. And the second figure is the water coating measured in the same layer. And the red bar, you can see it, the red line is the rainfall rate, hourly rainfall rate. Using the evaporation, water coating, and the rainfall rate, we get the water floods at 2 centimeter depth. As you can see, the water floods during most of the days, especially during the daytime, the water floods is an upward flow because the evaporation occurred. The salt water was evaporated from salt, and during the rainy days, the water flux is a downward flow because infiltration occurred. And then we use the water flux at 2 centimeters, and the water potential measured above and below these depths to estimate the hydraulic conductivity at 2 centimeter depths. The red dots are the estimates hydraulic conductivity. This figure shows the measurement at 4 depths, and the red dots are the hydraulic conductivity, and the dashed line is the water coating at different depths. We can see the unsaturated hydraulic conductivity varied with time and depth following the changes in the water coatings. And at the shallower layer, the conductivity varied in a larger range than in the deeper layer because the shallower layer water coatings changed rapidly. And then I plot this field measured conductivity against the work content. An interesting thing is the relationship between the conductivity and the work content varies with the depth. A reason of this difference could be the Bach density of the different depths. So the shallower soil have a lower Bach density, which means much more larger pores in the soil, and the deeper they have a higher Bach density, which means more small pores in the soil. So the water can move more faster in the shallower layer than the deeper layer. And more directly, there is a difference in different depths are related to the field measured water retention curves, because the conductivity is directly calculated from the potential gradient. You can see that at different depths, the field measured water retention curves vary with the Bach density, and the shallower layer, the lower Bach density give lower water content at the same water potential, which causes the difference between the hydraulic conductivity at different depths. And then I plot this hydraulic conductivity against the water potential. You can see the colored dots in this figure are the field measurement conductivity. And they have a consistent result compared to against the water content. And this field measured hydraulic conductivity agreed very well with the level measure, which is the white dot line. They have a good relationship. Also, the field measured hydraulic conductivity at different depths have a good correlation with the Moulin recognition model predicted result. So the combined approach can give a reasonable measurement of hydraulic conductivity in the field. In conclusion, we introduced a combined heat and water balance approach to measure the hydraulic conductivity in the field, and this approach gives reasonable estimates of the instilled hydraulic conductivity. And the hydraulic conductivity varies with depth and time following the changes in water content, and this field measured hydraulic conductivity agreed well with the level measurement and agreed well with the Moulin recognition model estimates. We would like to thank the Army Research Foundation and the National Science Foundation for supporting our study. Thank you.
Time for one question. Yes.
They are the same soil. We collect the soil from field and measure the saturated conductivity and the water retention curves, and then to estimate the unsaturated K using the Moulin recognition model. So they are the same soil. This dash line is the model predicted conductivity, and the colored dots are the field measured.
I think your question is, did you take different depth samples to run your lab experiment?
Yes, we take the different examples, but this is just one sample in the 0 to 5 centimeters.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Your data would fit that exponent. You see, because 0.5 is only an empirical parameter which might change.
Okay, yeah.
That would be a suggestion.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, thank you.